doing tonight? I love that song, don't you? God is great. There are no words to describe it, so we try our best. But great is a pretty good word. God is just so awesome. Amen? God, His love for you is endless. The depth of love He has for us is indescribable. We can't even imagine how much God loves us. He is an awesome God. He's doing good things for us. He's doing good things for you because He loves you more than anything, and He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to live the life He called for you to have, the life He paid for you to have. Amen. How many of you want to partake of that good life? Now, for anybody to think that their success is due to their own effort and work, they're only fooling themselves, because it's Jesus who paid the price. Without God, we wouldn't be here today. The breath that we're breathing right now was given to us by the supernatural power of God. We can't take that for granted. It's God who gives us the power to get wealth. Amen? What you're supposed to do is grab a hold of it by faith. Your working and your effort is in response to the promise of God. It's faith. It's believing that God paid for it and provided it. And you're proving that to yourself and to the world by acting on it. Amen? Tonight we have an opportunity to give to God. I know sometimes that concept is hard for our human minds to comprehend. Why do we have to give to God? He already has everything. What more does He need? It's true that He does have everything. There's not a thing in this world that wasn't made by God, that God couldn't change like that. But it's you that He wants. It's me that He wants. And He gives us a choice to be blessed, to be cursed, to have life, to have death, to know Him or to not know Him. Amen? To have an abundant life or to live our lives as slaves to the enemy. God gave us that choice. And when we give to God, we are exercising our right to bless God. Amen? The right He paid for us, that we can touch the heart of God. We don't need to go through some priest and pray that maybe that year he didn't sin and that God won't kill him when he tries to just touch him. But we have direct contact with God through the only righteous one, Jesus Christ. Amen? So you're exercising your right. Amen? Say, I'm exercising my right tonight. All right, somebody's believing this. I'm exercising my right to bless God. You know, as we step out in faith, we'll start to see the manifestation of the promise of God. But tonight, in faith, expecting God to do what He already did, which is not a hard thing to do. If God already did it, we don't have to have too great a faith. Amen? You don't have to talk God into it. He already provided it. So all we have to do is accept it. So we're going to take an offering. We're going to receive an offering tonight. I've got envelopes if you're giving by cash and would like one. All right. Brother Gene, can you hand that to her? Thank you. Anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. When you've got your offering ready, I just want you to lift it up to God. We know it's biblical that your offering is worship. Amen. Cain and Abel is a good example. They both attempted to worship God. One did it with with their whole heart, not withholding anything. And the other did it with some reservations. Well, God, you know, sometimes we think Cain just didn't want to bless God at all. But how many of you know what Cain did offer to God cost him something? It wasn't free. But God didn't receive it because Cain's heart was not right. God requires the first fruits. He requires the best. And he deserves it. Amen? Amen? Some people can give money, and their offering can cost them something, but God won't receive it. Amen? Because God has a requirement. But we are called to worship God in spirit and in truth. And God received Abel's offering. That offering rose up to heaven. Amen? God accepted it. That was worship. Abel's heart was wholehearted for God. Many people want to hold back. Another example, Ananias and Sapphira. Did they not give a good amount of money to the ministry? Of course they did. They sold their land and gave some of that money to the church. But that's not what God had led them to do. And they held back. How many of you know they held back? They did something, but they held back. We are not called to hold back. If God's leading you to do something, you better do it with all you've got, with faith, with joy, with excitement. Don't hold back. Let go of what God wants you to do. Step out in faith. Amen? Because God's doing some new things in this season, and I want to be a part of them, and I want you to be a part of them. Amen? Hallelujah. Just lift that offering up. Praise God with it. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to give to you. Father, we step out and we give it all to you, Father. We surrender ourselves. Lord, we know you're not trying to take money from us, but Lord, you're trying to get us to step up to a higher level, to a new level of surrender, a new level of blessing, a new level of obedience, and a new level of receiving from you, God. It's your heart not to curse us, but to bless us. It's your heart that we would not be broke and that we would have everything that your word promises. So, Father, in faith, we surrender ourselves to you. We let go. We don't hold back. We gladly give what you lead us to give, Father. It's our desire to bless you, and I thank you, Father, that you have made us partakers of the promise, Father, that we will see it in this life, not just in the life to come, Father. I thank you, Father, for every heir of the kingdom that's here tonight that's received of you, Father. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can bring your offerings.
Feel good. I like that. Amen. And are excited. Say, I feel good. And I'm also excited. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. He's a good God. Well, we talked about Wednesday night on the influential witness. So say the influential witness that God wants us to be, right? Amen. How many know God wants you to be influential? Amen. There's a way to do that. Amen. I don't want to forget something, so I better get it. Y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost for a second and pray that I can remember. Amen. Hallelujah. Eyarabosanda. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right. Open your Bibles to John chapter 10, verse 25. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, loose the will of God in my life. Everybody say, loose the will of God in my life. Shout it out again real loud. Everybody open your big mouth and say, loose the will of God in my life. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. I realize, you know, we got it good around here. The Holy Ghost is here helping us, all this stuff. I'm sitting up here editing sermons and hearing all this good word, and it sounds like we're at a funeral. I said, it don't make no sense. Somebody say, amen. Look at somebody, say, you ought to open your mouth sometime. I'm just going to pick up a scripture that we didn't cover on Wednesday night and cover it, then we'll see what the Holy Ghost does. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 25. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus answered, oh, no, we're going to do the whole chapter. Is that all right? This is too good to leave alone. Hallelujah. Verse 1. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief or a robber. Somebody say, come clean. More than three people say that for me. Everybody say, come clean. Amen. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leads them out. So we say, glory to God. Do you know the anointing of God knows your name? Amen. You might have come up with a little name for yourself, but God knows your name. And if he's going to call you to lead you out, he's going to call you what you are and who you are, amen, and bring you out. Somebody say, glory to God. The shepherd knows their name, and he calls them by it, and he leads them out. How many of you ready to be let out? Amen. How many of you ready to be let out? Amen. Some say deliverance. I've been hearing it in my spirit all week long. I'm just Holy Ghost meeting. I try not to prepare too much before the meeting, amen, because I just like to flow with the Holy Ghost. But I usually like to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. And all week long, I can remember a message that was taught several years ago, and it's been pondering in my heart. And one of the words were, shepherds, amen, teach us how to escape. Someone say, glory to God. The shepherd teaches us how to escape. He leads them out, and he brings them in, and he also teaches them how to escape. And the Bible says the shepherd knows whose are his, and he knows them by name, he calls them by name, and he leads them out. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. See, we got to learn the difference between sheep and goats, shepherds and wolves. If you don't know, if you don't have that revelation on the inside of you, you're going to miss it. Amen. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll just miss it. Amen. The church is supernatural. Salvation is supernatural. It's not about who has the best attendance. Thank God for good attendance. It's not about all that other stuff. It's about sheep and shepherds. So say, sheep, hear his voice. And listen, it says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follows him, and they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow. So say, sheep instinctively know not to follow strange things. You know, it's not difficult to be a sheep when God does something in you. Somebody say hallelujah. We don't have sheep classes. When they birth sheep and all this other stuff, they don't have sheep classes to teach them how to be sheep. You can't be taught how to be a sheep or a lamb. Amen. It just comes supernatural. It comes supernatural. When God does something in you, it's not difficult to hear. When the Holy Ghost does something in you, it's not difficult to follow. It's not difficult to... Somebody say glory to God. You're not interested in getting off in the tangents. Amen. It's just something supernatural in you. Looney tunes come and looney tunes go, and they're going to come your way. Amen. But on your inside of your spirit, because you're a sheep, somebody say hallelujah. You're just not going to have the desire. I don't want to go over there. I don't want to do that. Amen. They don't follow strange things. Somebody say it's instinctive. So say, what's wrong with you? You know, don't you get tired? You need to go try this out. You need to try that out. No, the Bible says a sheep's not going to get caught up in the strange things. Amen. They might call you crazy, sideswiped and backwards. Amen. Cultish. Amen. There's something wrong with you. But deep within your spirit, look at the word here. The Bible says the voice, amen. It says they know the shepherd's voice, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So say, glory to God. Hallelujah. So how many are glad you know the Father's voice, and you know the voice of the Spirit, and you know the voice of the Holy Ghost? It just feels right. There are certain things you can go, something's not right with that. I can't get on that boat. Somebody say amen. You got ministries that come through. I listen to people and do certain things. All of a sudden, there's just a check on the inside of you, and you don't understand what that check is all about. It's a strange voice. And your spirit has something instinctively within it. Amen. They say, look, that's strange. I'm not going to get with that. Somebody say hallelujah. See, other people, see, dumb people will follow. See, you know, dumb people will follow anything. People say sheep are just dumb. I don't know if that's true or not. Amen. Because the Bible says that, listen, the voice of strangers, they just don't know and they won't follow them. Somebody say hallelujah. It's just supernatural. Do you have to worry about this one running over there or this one running over there? You got to lock the doors and say, don't you go over there. You're going to get in trouble. Now you can teach. And then if you teach the word, they should be able to discern good from evil for themselves. They're not going to have the desire to get off and get in all that mess. So say, you must got people brainwashed and trapped in. No. We just got the word of God. And deep within their own heart, amen, we don't have a desire to follow strange things. Somebody say, glory to God. We just don't jump. We just don't dance to everybody's music. Amen. We know the voice of the Father. Somebody say, how many of you find that to be easy? And now you're hearing the word of God explain it to you. Say, praise the Lord. Somebody said, well, you got to come over here. They said, no, I don't want to go hear all this other stuff. I hear too much. I'll just end up getting confused. Well, that might be true. But down on the bottom of the word of it's right here in John chapter 10. Amen. It said, listen, a voice of a stranger, they don't know, so they don't follow it. Makes the pastor's job real easy, isn't it? That means we don't have to worry about people. You give them the good word, they get saved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't have to control them. You don't have to necessarily, you have to wash them with the watering of the word and help renew their mind and do all that other stuff. But the Holy Ghost will keep them. When you got the good stuff, when you got the good stuff of God, you know, you're just satisfied. You got to come back to the good. You're not out there searching. Amen. Somebody, it's like when you get married, you find the right one. Glory to God. Ain't nobody else going to look good to you. Somebody say hallelujah. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. You should be satisfied. I mean, it shouldn't get any better. You shouldn't always be out there looking for a better option. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Somebody say glory to God. Not looking for a new ministry, not looking for a new job, not looking for a new friend. Amen. I'm satisfied and complete, and it feels good. Somebody say amen, and I don't have a problem. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say we know. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee. Somebody say flee. See, that's how you can discern sheep from goats. See, if you always pulling somebody out of something, there's a problem. They should instinctively have something to say, I got to get away from this one. Somebody say hallelujah. I got to, they're just instinct within them says, I got to cut. I don't know what, they don't have to have 7 years of Bible school. Amen. They don't have to have all that other stuff, but just something within them says, I got to cut this. Amen. I'm going to flee from it. When they find evil, see, God wants you to walk, to stay on the good path and the right path. And the devil will sow people in there. Amen. See, wolves don't come in shepherd's clothes. And that's what people think. They think that we need to worry about the one that's going to come in here and try to teach everybody and take over the church. Wolves don't come like that. Wolves come in sheep's clothing. Those are the ones you need to worry about. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't have to worry about the wolves up here. You got to worry about the ones that might sit by you every once in a while. Somebody say, wolves come in sheep's clothing. I've never had a problem with somebody coming in here trying to... Y'all see me set people straight, right? If I catch somebody off in the pulpit, I'll deal with it right then in front of everybody and re-preach it right in front of their face. Had to do that 2 times. Amen. Somebody say, but wolves. Wolves don't come and look like shepherds, people. Wolves come in sheep's clothing. Somebody say hallelujah. They're not the dangerous ones. You get up there, they weren't up there making a big show. And you didn't have to go through their message. You hear what that one said? No, they never got the pulpit. Amen. But they sat beside you when no one could see. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Some say, we're learning. It says, and a voice of a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but to kill, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Somebody say hallelujah. Say the thief.
Thief.
Say the thief.
The thief.
People got objectives. They just don't know it. You know, when you get people to get off and they think it's easy to get off and they can take side tracks. You know, I'm going to be spiritual this week and next week I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to be in tune and into my ministry, but the following week I'm going to be out of sync and everything and everybody is just rough. Somebody say hallelujah. We got to learn how to discern. You know, they 1 week they in love with everybody. The first week they come to church, they just love everybody in the church. Then all of a sudden true colors start to shine. Amen. Then everybody else is wrong. Everybody else is messed up. Amen. You want to find a devil? Find the one that knows that everybody else is a devil. The one that can see the worst in everybody else, that's the worst one. Amen? Somebody say praise the Lord. You better believe me. Amen? You got to say, look, you're not going to run the people down. You're not going to run me down. You're not going to run anybody else down. Somebody say hallelujah. Because that's not what God's about. Amen? Ask Brother Jesse. Amen? We talk about people, we say, look, we got to have a good confession with those that we walk with and walk about. Amen? And protect one another. Somebody say the sheep. Now, thieves. Somebody say thieves. Thieves come not, but they don't come for any other reason. They're not coming to comfort you. They're not coming to give you enlightenment. They're not coming to make you feel better. They're not coming to improve your life. Thieves don't come but to do anything but to steal. Somebody say steal. Kill and to destroy. How many had a thief come in? How many had relationships that killed your joy? stole your ministry, stole your peace. Amen. Everything was going all around. Then all of a sudden, I mean, you were just doing fine and just found something that sat beside you. And before you knew it, you had lost everything. Some say thieves. That's what will happen. See, the devil's got to steal because he doesn't have anything. Everything that devil has, he stole it. Who say hallelujah? The devil doesn't have no money, doesn't have a house, doesn't have anything. Whatever the devil had, he got it as a result of thievery. When he was kicked out of heaven, God didn't give him time to pack his bags. Amen. He just had to go. Who say the devil gets hungry? They don't have any joy, so they won't steal your joy. They don't have any peace, they won't steal your peace. They don't have any satisfaction, they won't steal your satisfaction. But you better get real, amen? Amen? And to discern, learn, follow the Holy Ghost on the inside of your heart and get those checks and follow through. He said, they come to do nothing. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Anything demonic, anything wrong, anything ungodly. I mean, I'm talking about, you don't have to worry about the big stuff. Don't wait for it to get big. Once it gets big, that's just the worst. You got to learn to nip stuff out before it gets out of hand. Somebody say amen. This off situation, this off conversation, amen. This off argument, amen. This off look, this off mindset, amen, because sometimes we can get them, we can think the wrong thing about one another. What a crystal. I know she didn't look at me like that. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Oh, who? Did you see Crystal? I mean, I can't believe it. Somebody say that little thing that you get in the beginning, amen. That little thought you got is nothing but a thought. They say, look, I'm giving me 3 weeks and I'm going to rip you off. It's like inviting a crack addict in your house. Amen. They'll sit down and have tea and coffee because they're doing real good. Amen. Give them 3 weeks. Amen. They sitting up there enjoying. Somebody say they get to. Amen. You're going to lose something. You're going to lose a ring. You're going to lose a watch. You're going to lose a TV. Amen. You might even lose the gold teeth out of your mouth when you fall asleep. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. It's the truth. Say something going to go. Not coming to do anything but that. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm teaching good tonight. Amen. He said, but I am come that you might have life. Some say, praise the Lord. Some say, I got an objective. I don't want to go. See, we can hang together. Amen. But I'm not going to the gutter. I'm not going to hell. Amen. I'm not going back. I've been set free. I've been there before. Amen. That's not hard. It's not hard to be upset with people. It's not hard to be in strife. Been there, amen. Been there, done that, didn't do anything for me then. It's not going to do anything for me now, amen. He said, but if you get in relationship with me, I got some goals, amen. I got some things. Look, if we're going to hang together, this is the way it is. I don't want no junk. Amen. I don't want no mess. I want to be free. Jesus set me free, and I don't want to be bound, amen. Somebody say glory to God. I'm serious. I want victory. I want prosperity. I want abundance. I don't got time to be caught up in strife and all kind of mess and confusion. Amen. Been there, done that. It doesn't do anything for me. Amen. And you need to let them know straight up. I let people know straight up. You know what? I got joy and you didn't give it to me. I had it before I knew you. Amen. So I know without a shadow of a doubt, you're not going to be able to steal it from me. Someone said, you just got to make up in your mind. But if you get in a relationship with the godly, with the righteous, amen, you got to be stronger. Witnesses have the ability to be influential. You got to be stronger. You got to be bolder. And you got to hold your ground and say, I'm in for the blessing, amen. I'm here that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what this relationship's all about. I just don't say certain things. I just don't go certain ways, amen, because I'm all about life and life more abundantly. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, you know, we've letting some of our stuff drop around here. And Brother Jesse and I was talking. Brother Jesse and I have been friends for 7 years. Brother Jesse said, one of the reasons why I wanted to be friends with you. And one of the things I got when he said, I noticed something different about you back then. I don't have it today, not to that level. But he said, I noticed that you just didn't go certain places. There was something about you. You just didn't deal. You had a standard, amen, or a way that you did things. You just wouldn't go there. You had an integrity. You wouldn't say certain things. You just didn't go to, you know, you just didn't get dirty. Amen. You stayed right. And he said, I wanted to connect with that. So he said, let's get back there. I am the good. Listen, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd, see, listen, somebody say good people. Good people at least said the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's the difference. See, one motivation is what can I get out of it? What can I get out of it? What can I have? Amen. What can I get? What can I get? But I tell you what, if Jesus is in something, amen, it's for your good. They're going to give up of themselves for you. Amen. That's what kind of, if you don't have a relationship to where you can give yourself into that relationship, you don't have a godly relationship. And if you don't have anybody that you think, then listen, I'm going to give myself to this person, amen, are they going to use me with dignity? Amen. I don't mind being used. But are they going to do it for the good? Amen. They going to take up my prayer life? You're going to take up my prayer life. You're going to take up my fellowship. Amen. You're going to take up my thoughts and all of this other stuff. Amen. It better be worth something. So say they give their life. People of anointing have the ability to influence. Somebody say hallelujah. You better wake up. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, somebody say a hireling. And not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not. Seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Somebody say hallelujah. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of my sheep. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're trying to get to 25. Amen. Now let's skip on down to 25. And Jesus answered, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. So he said, what I do is my evidence. Now, we were talking about evidence and witness. Amen. We've been talking about evidence and being a witness. Somebody say, what I do? What is he doing? What is she doing? Amen. What I do bears witness of me. He wasn't going to argue with people. Say, look at me. So say, look. You can talk and cast all the judgment you want to, but put the pieces together. He said, I'm here to lay down my life for the sheep and do all this other stuff. He said, look at the facts. He says, what I do, amen, bears witness of me. How many of you want some evidence of what you are? Look at what you do. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm this, I'm that, amen. I'm this, I'm that, I'm all this. Somebody say, well, what you do, your works, amen, will bear witness of you. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, amen, then you'd have Holy Ghost filled works. If you're full of Jesus, amen, then the works that you do would be, amen, somewhat similar than what to what Jesus was doing. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, what are you working on? Everybody working on something or working up something, amen. Well, what you working up and what you done worked up and then what you trying to coop up, amen. Somebody say, that's your works. And your works will bear witness of you. Somebody say, hallelujah. Paul said, show me your faith. He said, I'll show you my works. You can say everything you want to, amen, but what are you? Amen. It's based on what you're able to produce. Jesus said, you know a tree by the fruit it bears. So say, what you put out and what you build and what you coop up and what you create is really what you are. If all you create is a bunch of mess, guess what you are? A big mess. Amen. If all you produce is acts of love and works of love, you know what's deep down on the inside of you? Love. If you don't do anything, guess what you are? Nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. If you scatter and separate and accuse and do all that other stuff, well, who's the accuser of the brother? The devil. Somebody say that's what you are. Somebody say hallelujah. So we're trying to learn. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. He says, but ye believe me not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice. Isn't that good? Some say it's not hard. You don't have to go through a bunch of changes with people. Amen. He said, you don't believe the word because you're not the sheep. It's just natural. It's supernatural. It happens on the inside of you. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father gave them me. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Now let's go on down. Verse 37. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Lord, somebody say believe the work. Now isn't that strange? Somebody say take a good look. You can do whatever you want to. Somebody say, but believe the works. We should see the works of Christ. Amen. Somebody say influential. Witness. And a witness is one that bears evidence. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, I'm still here. I'm still trusting. I'm still believing. I'm still telling you you can make it. Say, I'll be here tomorrow. Amen. I'm here for the long haul. Amen. So that's a work. Somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? That's all I want to say. Somebody say glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen. I'm not going to coop it up. You have to get it for yourself. Amen. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16. That he would grant unto you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with the fullness of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, so say, according to the power that works where? In us. That's what Friday night's Holy Ghost meeting is all about. It says, according to the power that works in us. The Bible also says that my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. This is a Holy Ghost meeting, and we can let you go home, but I want you to know his fullness is an according to the power that you allow to work in you. Somebody say hallelujah. We could just speak the word and tell the truth. He said he could pray all this other stuff, but you got to get to the place to where you allow him. The Bible says, stir up the gift of God that is within you. So say, let the power work in you. So this Ephesians prayer that's prayed for you. Amen. You know, we got to pray for you. We got to pray for one another. But we can pray all we want to. But if you don't sit still for just a bit and allow the anointing and the power of God to work in you, somebody say hallelujah, nothing will happen. It's so sad when you see, y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost, when you see people years and years, amen, and you pray for them, you give them the word of God, nothing really happens. You don't understand, why isn't this one growing? Why isn't this one coming to the fullness? Amen. Why don't they understand? Why haven't they grown? What's going on? We're praying the Ephesians prayer, but the Bible says according. Somebody say according. That means it's limited to, amen, to the power that works in us. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you let God get a hold of you? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can find out what God's going to do with somebody by what they allow to work in them. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't care what you say. It's the truth. It's the truth. You just sit right there. Amen. But if you allow the God to get on the inside of you and to burn, amen, something will stir within you, amen, and that prayer will come to fruition. So stretch out holy hands right where you are. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Believe the word. Believe the word. Believe the word. Believe the word. It's the power of God. It's the power of God that's going to help you. You better stir it up. It's according. It's according. It's according. It's according. There's something on the inside of you. God's planted something deep within your spirit, and God wants to ignite that. Amen. He wants to ignite that within you. Amen. That you might have a revelation of what's in you. Amen. Oh, Rabada Sandorabosanda. Oh, Rabadarabosanda Rabasanda Yabahai. And I'm just going to pray for each one. Amen. You can do whatever you want to, but I'm just going to ask God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Bosandaka saba asataraba andorulushinahanda. Bringedelubufamada osambaran according to the power that works in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Are you willing to let the power of God work through you and work in you? Somebody say hallelujah. So say it's according. According. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Somebody say, you got to get glorified. Amen. In glory. Amen. Work something right now in the name of according. Oh, thank you, Jesus. According. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. To the power of God that works on the inside of you. There it is. Thank you, Jesus. That work, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you. See, it's not all about me. It's about God. It's about Jesus. Amen. It's about the gift on the inside of you so that you develop it. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you have to. Stir up the gift on the inside of you. Amen. Oh, thank you. See, God wants to manifest himself in your life. Amen. He wants to glorify. He wants to do some things. Amen. But it's within you. Amen. It's within you. It's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. See, the power that works in you is the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why, you know, we got these messages about songs and the spiritual songs and all this other stuff. Amen. Because your spiritual life is all according to what you have working on the inside of you. You can't do it in your head. You got to do it by the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, stir up the gift peacefully right now, according to the power of God that works within. According to the power of God that's working within your vessel right now. Yatada o samba, filled with the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Work, 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 work. God hasn't given up on you. God loves you. Oh, now, according to the power of God that's working on the inside. According to the power of God working on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. According, oh, yeah, yeah, according to the power of God that's working, the revelation of God, the ministry of God that's moving on the inside of you. Yeah, deep spirituality. Deep spirituality. Deep spiritual hour. They see you worshiping God. They see you serving God. They see you loving God. And they need to know, boy, it's better on the inside than what you see. Amen. What you see on the outside is according to what's going on in the inside. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you. It's not surface, people. Someone say, it's just not surface. Amen. There's more working on the inside than you see on the outside. Amen. It's not a show. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. According to the power which works in you. Thank you, Jesus. According to the power of God that's working on the inside of the. Thank you for the man of God. Oh, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. According to the power that works on the inside. Spiritual revelation. According to the power that's working within. According to the power of God working within. Yeah! According to the power of God. Oh, he's doing good things. According to the power of God that works within. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Girl, you just keep holding on. You are. Doing good. According to the power of God that works within the vessel, stir up that gift right now in the name of Jesus. Love you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for your spirit that's moving in our life, Father God. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. According, 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 according. Get spiritual, glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The people of God are about to take off. Glory to God. Wholeness and balance. Let it work in you, glory to God. Let it work in you. Let it work in you. Let the power of God work in you. Glory to God. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty things he'll do. 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 Oh, he's trying to pour it out right now. Don't let me cut this off. You better get in while you can. Glory to God. He wants to put an anointing through you. He wants to put a work through you. Glory to God. Glory to God. You say, man, bring it in. Feel in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Bango Zuder Bahaya Bosandria. Bandido Sandido Bosandi Gate Bosandil Bosanahai. Oh, Rabadanda Rusika Mahandahai. What a Ramon Rubasi, the Bosanda Bessay, Rocumbrandil Saha. Mangini Yoshida Mahumbaha. Yemaha. 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 God's looking for somebody to fail. God's looking for someone to fail. Bring in dene go sandene bo shandere bo sidere. Bengiri di 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 bo shandere bo sabrete di di hidera. Begri di bo sambrende bo sabrabara bo sabaha. Beka framandoro bo sambre che tere mo sandere ha. Brendoro bo sidere ba sandene yeto del bahandara ha. Ora manana na 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 do bo 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 I just keep hearing God say, let me fill you, let me fill you, let me fill you, let me fill you. He's looking for somebody to fill. That's what he's saying. Let me fill you, let me fill you. Glory to God. Let me fill you, let me fill you, let me fill you. Feel in your Bahana. He wants to come down. Glory to God. He wants to come down. He wants to come down. Glory to God. He wants to come down. He wants his glory to come down. Oh, he wants his glory to fill his earth through you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. He's making a way for it to happen. Called to be vessels of his glory. Called. There it is. Glory to God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Feel. Step up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Samaha, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Glory to God. Satara Rabu Shananhanaya. Oh, Ramana Rabu Sekana Mahunda Ramaha. Mangaziri Ramaha. We got to get out of here. Will you pray a bold tongue real quick? Oh, please. Please pray a bold tongue. I need you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please pray a bold tongue. Glory Mahai. Glory Mahai. Glory Mahai. Glory Mahai. Glow Mahanaha. Glow Mahamaha. Glekon no O Sabaha. Ye Kamano no Sadabahana. Bo Sikanahai. Bo Kimana Hichiki. Bo Kimana Hichiki. Onana O Sanani Monona Masanani Hata. Brakatoro Robosain the Lady of Mahanda. Brakatara Robosandre de Bosiprepe. Brokovendi Robosandre de Mosiki de Mahanda. O Sime. O Simehe. O Simanadia. Oh, Simanaya. Oh, Simanaya. Oh, Simanaya. Bong zende didi de boshatalabaha. Oh, Kermahanaha. Oh, Ramanana hitinehe. Laterenibu Savaranda de Lusaha. Oh, Savarahubaha. Power, 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 power. Surround yourself with the power. Glokanamaan. Filled with the Holy. Ye Mahosa. Pray. Glory. If you got to go, go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on up here and pray with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray boldly. Pray boldly. Hallelujah. Pray boldly. Pray till you feel the fire. Pray till you feel the power. God's ready to do something. Pray boldly. Yosamaha. Strengthen up, strengthen up, strengthen up, strengthen up, strengthen up. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. There's a work to be done. Your samahanda. Your samaha. Your samaha. Ye samaha. Ye samaha. Yende rebo sandere rebo sarada handere yada rebo hosa. Yende rebo sandere rebo sarada yada raha. Yende rebo sandere rebo sandere rebo sandere raha. Bangale rebo sire rebo sandere raha. Bangri rebo no sandere raha. Ye kem na diosam ye kli tombo dudun shana raha yada raha. Bor rebo saya. Bor rebo sanda. Bor yada basandi ekle modosa. Brangile rebo sire rebo ha. Ye kem no Oshé, yana na la bosaraha, bangé jala boshi ne ramaniya tola bosaraha, yangé ne bosandi la bosaraha, brangé ya bosanda, brangé ya bosanda, langre ta mo osa beni eche maha, banga bengi gine yu na maanda, vetare yo saraha, ya come on ka, nende le bosaya, nende le bosire le bosanda, rata, reke, bro, samaraha la bahaya, rata le bosanaha, Ratana Masanaha, Ragina Mosiki Mahanda, Bragatata del Hussi, Yakin Mosanda, Yay, come on a Sanda, Bangi the Bosaya, Rosina Mahanda, the Bosiki, the Mahanda, Rotolo Mosanda, the Bahamo, Rungin in the Bosanda, the Bosanda, Pai the Bosanda, Pai the Bosanda, the Bosanda, Yaki Maha, Boka Mahibo, Yate Yedebo Hussiha, Bangi Ajasana. Mohaya, yin rabo sande rabo sai rabo sai, randa rabo sine rabo sande rabo kira, banga ye bakomo rabo sada ha, yenga rabo sada ha, ye koma sada ha, lata rabo sine rabo ha, yakala rabo sada ha, oh, lete nehe, lete mehe. Let it. Gotta be full. Gotta be full. Gotta be full. Gotta be full. Let it, Maha. Gotta be full. Let it, Maha. Gotta be full. Get to the Mashana. Gotta be full. Yatana Mashana. Gotta be full. Gatana Moshana Rusara. Gotta be full. Gatana Moshana Rabasara. Gotta be full. Get to the Moshandi Rabasara. Yeke no nyanya no san yan you atala Bahaya. Boki minihichi le Bahaha. Moyen ye. Yeta la mahanda ha. Bangazutune Bashanaha, Banzine Eche, Yatabo Uva, Ba Asakana Achet Lebo Uva Usa, Papaha, Papaha, Bakapaha, Bakapaha, according, 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 according. According, Banzaninidinidamusa, according, Badalosanamaha, Basina bacana, Blaineco Lolobochette le Bassandre Lobofabaha, Yele, Lala, Leko, Rama, Nana, Sana, Yeko, Moda, Manalili Bovaha, Isi, Yananosa, 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 Yananese, Yananosa, Yananasa, Yinidio, Yananaha, Basa, Ike, Muka, Yetunosa, Bahaha, Loha, Behichi, Satato Osaha, Okamaha, yeah. Yeninise, yeninise, banani usaha, moku bugihinehe. Olahai. Olahaya. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. He, 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 he. Halahata samaha. Bangzininhi. Oramahanda rabosaha. Begi vermanaho. Begi vermaha. Begi vermaha. Oh, samaha. Basa, basa, basa. Burse, 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 burse manaha, burse mahanaha, suka mahande, dete le mosaha, tanaha, oh ho ho ho, ea mahamaha, hamaha, mamaha, mamaha, mamahama, mimihima, haman, huba, basinhi, basimahe, bukazimanaha, shahi, dalalulu. Oh, Yamahana. Yeah, he wants to tear through. Glory to God. Bosemani Hichiki. Latana Mosara. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Expect seasons like that. Glory to God. may get some hope. It's about to start. We're done. But there's some things that are opening up. If you look at that verse 21, it says, unto him be glory in the church. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And then Paul gives a special warning. Amen. Amen. And it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Hallelujah. He's about to lose something. Glory to God. Walk worthy. Everybody needs to get into Ephesians chapter 4 all by yourself, because that's what God's about to do. Thank you, Jesus. As you're leaving, I want you to meditate on those scriptures, and you have to read them over again and pray and pray and pray. And I perceive that the Lord says what he's about to do in this next season is going to come through the working within you. He says what you allow to be loosed in this next season in your life, in the church, or in anything that he's going to do in this next season, it's going to be according. This time it's according to what works within you. So just say hallelujah. And there was something that many people will never grab because they will never get the revelation of it. Amen. And I just got some whiffs of it. Amen. But it's beyond where we are. Amen. But who knows? Why would he share it unless he knew that somebody would step into it? There is a realm there, amen, where you can allow the power of God to work in you so much, amen, according where there's no limit on the inside of his working within you, where you don't limit it, where you pray as long as he wants you to pray, amen, that you never grieve the Spirit, amen, that that's important to you, where you sense that presence. That's also the kind of people that they ask whatever they will, exceedingly abundantly, above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Limitless in the Spirit, amen. And that's an authority that you'll have in the realm, amen. That doors will open up for you, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God, according to what you allow to work within you, amen. I just saw that God said if he can get people to allow the Spirit of God to work through them, amen, or just to work in them, he'll take care of them. He said he'll take care of them because he's just happy that they're doing it. He said, you don't have to worry about these other stuff because it takes time to allow, to nurture yourself to where the Spirit of God is always working in you. I mean, you can't do everything that you want to do. Amen. You've got to allow the Spirit of God to be with you. And that's going to take some time and do some things. Amen. But God said, they don't have to worry about a thing. They can ask whatever they want to, and it'll be done for them. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. They can afford it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Loose his power. Loose his power. Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. We get to be here Sunday morning. Praise the Lord for that. But church, Friday nights, think about that, according to the power that works in you. It also says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. So let God work in you. So say, just stay in the power. Tell somebody that. Just stay in the power. What is God going to do for you in the next season? According to what's working in you. If nothing's working in you, absolutely nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh. 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 Mm. Faith will be increased as you let the power of God work in you. Faith. When you get in these Holy Ghost meetings, we're done, but when you get in these Holy Ghost meetings and you feel that power, every time you have a sensation from God or God does something in you, it automatically increases your faith. Every encounter with God increases your faith. Amen. Because the supernatural has touched the tangible. Amen? The supernatural has touched the tangible. And because you've experienced that, amen, logic is going to tell you just straight up there's a God because he stepped through to touch the tangible. Somebody say hallelujah? If you can take this, the reason why I just stood there, because God said, now, of course, he was talking about something else, but even in this, if you can listen with your spirit, amen. If you can't believe him, period, if your faith is low, believe him for his work's sake. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your faith is going to be developed to the level of the, amen, of what you allow him to work through you. He's going to get, it's going to increase. And you can nurture that. He's moving in this room tonight. He just wanted me to teach on the move, and I didn't do it tonight. And he did it himself. How to teach people to get into the move of the Holy Spirit and get touched and get blessed by God. That's what he wanted to do. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, it will increase for you. It will increase. It will increase and it will get better. Amen. And the more that you allow that working on the inside of you, amen, the greater your faith's going to increase. Amen. And the greater your faith, amen, the greater authority you'll be able to walk in his name on the earth. This is the part of the glorification that he's talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. Yes, Father. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Blessed Savior, I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I started to sing that song, I'm done. You can go home whenever you want to. But as I started to sing that song, Jesus told me, I'm coming. Jesus is going to come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. That means revival's coming. Surrender all. I surrender all. He's coming. All. He's going to show up himself. Thy blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Yen yen no no osama haya. Get it ready, get it ready. He's coming. Glory. And I'm not just talking about him coming in the sky. I'm talking about him coming in revival. Ruisima na handala labo sandala labo sandala labo sanda. Bangazini na labo sandala labo sira mahandala bohova. Yekom osata hasata. Santa Mahanda Hiki Mahaya. Vramana Hitamanosamai. Brakitana Husaba. Balsam in Hiki. Oh, Samahaya. Sikamahanda. Oh, Bamamamano Hosi in Mahaya. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Everything God does in the next season, in the Yanahana, everything He does is in preparation for revival. Let Tenehina Haya, Rutoma, Bakyeme, Lomaha, Sadahai, Bosanite. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Satahai, 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 Yamaha, yeah. Oh, It's gonna click. Glory.